friends. Welcome to episode 68 of Did You Bring the Hummus podcast. I'm Kimberly, your host, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Did You Bring the Hummus is a podcast to help you go vegan. Most importantly, we'll talk about how to embrace this meaningful decision with fervor and fun. Episodes post every Monday on your favorite podcast app. Before we get started, I have one very important question for you. Did you bring the hummus? Today, it's just me. I like to pepper these in here and there, and this New Year's episode just felt right. So, Happy New Year! It is 2024. Oh my goodness. How did we get here? And I know people say that all the time, but I realize that as I get older, wow does time go so fast. You know, you think back when you're a little kid, and it feels like, oh, it's going to be forever until I'm a teenager. And oh my gosh, to be a grown up and like do whatever I want, whenever I want to, oh, I'm never going to make it. It feels so far away. And now it feels like it was just 2010, like 5 minutes ago, and it's 2024. I don't know if you're feeling the same way, but wow. Anyway, new year, what's going on? I've got a couple things that I wanted to just, you know, sit back and chat with you about. The very first thing, though, is January in the vegan world is this really cool thing called Veganuary. And what that means is there's a really great organization called Veganuary who puts out daily emails to help you move toward a vegan lifestyle. They've got tons of resources for you. It is all free, and there are lots of businesses that will engage in Veganuary specials and promotions as well. So whether you're looking for something free in something like a daily email that can help move you forward, or if you're looking for more support, it is out there. And I will include some links in the show notes, one to Veganuary for sure, and to a few others so that you can kind of explore what's out there. I've got a lot going on at the beginning of 2024. So this year, I am not creating my own Veganuary program. However, I did have a thought for those of you who are trying to do it on your own, those of you who have signed up for the free Veganuary, and or maybe there's probably tons of other free stuff out there, or if maybe you've just been trying to piece it together and figure it all out, and January felt like a great time to embark on this new thing. I was kind of tossing around the idea of maybe like a half day online retreat, or not even retreat, like workshop / office hours, where for free you could just hop on, ask some questions, look for guidance. You know, maybe I'll put together a few little talks, or you know, share some that I've done already, and just kind of post those times. Anyway, I'm just throwing it out there. So if this is something that would interest you, that you'd like to be part of that, or get some additional help from me, let me know. I'd probably do it closer to the end of January so that you've had some time to start working on your Veganuary path. But just something I'm tossing around since I don't have a ton of time to commit to a full program. But I definitely want to provide support to those who are embarking on their vegan journey for the first time, or maybe a return to their vegan journey. So let me know if that sounds good to you, and I'll capture your email address and can send out kind of what it becomes if that's something that you're interested in. So you can, of course, reach out to me. I'll have links in the show notes to an email address, as well as, of course, always DMs on Instagram are always open at Did You Bring the Hummus, so you can reach me there as well. So that's Veganuary. I love it, and I'm really excited to see what they put out. I always sign up so that I can know what they're working on as well, and so that I can better support you if you're going through Veganuary, and then come to me for some additional help. Another thing, this just came up the other day on social media. I follow a person, who, and I'm going to be vague about who it is, not because I feel like I can't, but mostly because it happens. And this isn't the only time this has happened to a person in a similar situation. So it's really more universal and less important about who it is. So anyway, I follow a lot of people who rescue cats and dogs, more of the, you know, traditional pets that people might find in their homes. And very often when the animals are finally adopted out, going to their forever homes, the rescuers will, you know, share photos of, you know, handing over the carrier or handing over the leash to the new pet parent. And in one photo, there was a question as to the coat that this person was wearing, this rescuer was wearing, as it appeared to some to be made from fur. So, rightfully so, some questions were raised, and some people in the comments, and I believe even reached out via private message to say, hey, are you wearing fur? Because, you know, you're rescuing animals and, you know, trying to make the world a better place by doing this and trying to introduce people to a new way to interact with the animals in our world. And it's not cool if you're, you know, showing up wearing fur of animals that we typically don't live with. Although, you know, chinchillas are very often turned into fur coats and fur trim, and people live with chinchillas. But anyway, so the point was that this person then posted a photo of the tag from their coat, proving that it was not real fur. I was baffled by the amount, and maybe I'm not. I say I'm baffled, and then I realize I'm not baffled, because the more you do this work, you realize just how easy it is for humans to disconnect from things that we don't want to face, things that are difficult to approach, and facing our own hypocrisy, pulling that from 2 weeks ago, the episode 2 weeks ago with David Pennell, facing our own hypocrisy is really hard, and a lot of us don't want to do it, so we don't. And so many people were upset that this person felt that they needed to share proof that this coat was not made of fur. And this person didn't seem to have a problem with it. It was just like, hey, just wanted you to see, here's the coat, here's the label. It's not real fur. Because I think that for some people in the rescue space, they understand, oh, of course people would ask this. But, you know, others don't. But there were so many comments where people were upset that this person felt they had to share this update. And no one should question if they know your heart. And, you know, this person has tons and tons of followers, and they definitely do. People feel like they know this person. And how could you ever say that this person would wear fur? You must not have been following them for a long time, or like, why would you ever think that this could happen? And you know what? Here's why. Because there are lots of people in the rescue space who still eat animals. They still wear leather. And I do believe that this person does still wear leather and carry leather bags and wear leather belts. So, you know, this person is not vegan. So to ask the question, hey, is that a fur coat you're wearing, really isn't so far out of the spectrum of questions that we might have. And so to see people get really up in arms about the fact that this question was asked of them really shows us this disconnect. Because I would bet, and knowing the, you know, that veganism were, you know, the vegan group were a small percentage of the world's population at this point, that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of us. There's just a lot of people on the planet. And so even with there being a lot of vegans, we're still a very small percentage of the overall population. So knowing that, looking at the number of comments and things on those various posts lead me to believe that most of the people saying, how dare they ask, are you wearing fur, likely eat animals, likely wear animals, likely go to things like SeaWorld or an aquarium or the circus that still abuse animals. So my point here is for anyone listening who may see posts like that and may feel like you need to defend the person that is this public figure or this leader in rescuing, or just because, you know, they're on social media and you've been following for a long time and you really feel an affection for them, I encourage you to just sit back and think, why are you so upset that someone would ask this question? What is this bringing up in you and for you? If you are enjoying the posts and watching this person, these people who take in animals who need homes and are, you know, you're really feeling like this is meaningful work that's being done, but you feel also, I don't know, like facing, what does it mean to ask someone, are you wearing fur? Because the type of work you do wouldn't lead me to believe that you wouldn't want to wear fur. Are you feeling some, I don't know, what's coming up? I'll leave it at that. I don't need to lead you somewhere. I just want you to think about that. And honestly, I think that we should applaud the person for not being like, I can't believe someone would ask me that. For understanding that it's okay to ask that question. When I first went vegetarian, I actually, I had bought a coat that I loved, and it looked like suede. It wasn't, but it looked like suede. And at the time, you could buy patches, I think from PETA, that said like animal free or not made from animals. And I put the patch on the back neck of the coat so that anyone behind me would see immediately, should they be wondering. And also to kind of send a message, like, and this was a gorgeous coat and it was so warm and just really, so nice. And, or even just somebody thinking, hey, I love that coat. I'd like to get a coat like that. And then they realize that they don't have to buy a suede one in order to have it look that way. And then it didn't look like fur. It looked more like, almost like what wool looks like when it's still on the sheep. And so I also had a little button that said, you know, it wasn't specific to wool, but it said fur free, just in case, just in case. And I loved that coat, and the button and the patch started a lot of conversations, and it was fantastic. I don't think I'd wear a coat like that now, simply because I wouldn't want someone to see it from afar and think I was wearing suede. Because even if they don't know me, it's not about, oh, people will recognize me. Nobody recognizes Kimberly from Did You Bring the Hummus? But just to see, just to be out in the world and be another person that makes it seem like wearing animals is okay. It's why I'd never wear a faux fur coat. It's amazing that there are faux fur coats. I'm really glad that that's that option for people who feel like they need that look, that they want that look. But I would never want to be walking around and have someone think, hey, this person's wearing fur, that's okay. Because it's not. Anyway, that's my thought on that. I also wanted to talk about fat vegans. Yes, again, I'm here again to talk about fat vegans. So this is the second time I've mentioned it on my own. I also have a really great episode with Kelly Kerr from the Vegan Abler, where she and I talk all about what it's like being a fat vegan. I'll link that episode in the show notes for sure. So I just, this whole idea still that vegans are, should look a certain way. I mean, does anybody, could we say that about any group? But that vegans should either look really sickly or should be the epitome of health. Why? Have you seen the vegan options out there? Are you aware that we have, I don't know, everything that can be made from an animal is now made with as a vegan option? Do you know how many different candies I was able to have over the holiday with, because my mom, who's also vegan, she found like a ton of different vegan candies. Are you aware? there's just do you know how many different burger options there are? Vegan cheese options? Like, these are not health foods. These are the foods that we turn to for comfort. They are the foods that are a part of the standard American diet made without the cruelty. So this idea that vegans are just thin and, when we think about living in our bodies being comfortable, we should want to be comfortable. We should want to feel good for as long as possible. Whatever that means that you look like is irrelevant. And this idea that if a vegan is fat, they're either not really vegan, they're sneaking animal foods, or if you're someone who struggles with your weight, maybe you aren't comfortable. Maybe you would like to lose some weight. Maybe you would like to be more active, but it's hard for you. Maybe you lose weight and then you gain it back. We all know dieting doesn't work. So for people to think that because you're fat or because your weight fluctuates, that you can't possibly be a vegan, it's just, oh, I was so angry. And I actually had to wait. I didn't want to address this sooner because I was so angry about it that I knew that I wouldn't say anything useful for you guys. And I didn't want to do that. I've since calmed down a bit. Veganism is not a diet. What we eat is a significant part of being vegan, but it is not the reason we eat the way we eat. So to say that a vegan would, again, using air quotes, cheat on veganism, and that's why they're fat, is so offensive. Veganism is a moral philosophy. It's a social justice movement. You've heard me say this more than once. You do not cheat on a moral philosophy that you believe in. I don't eat animals because to me, it is wrong to eat animals. It is wrong to cause the level of suffering than cruelty that we do in this world. There is no excuse for that. And there is no part of, I'll have a little bit of animal products as a part of someone who is vegan. This is a lifestyle. It is what governs the decisions we make. And I've had people push back on me about that. It's not a religion. I didn't say it's a religion. We're not, praying to the, I don't know, the almighty sheep. That's not it. We vegans understand that there is an ethical piece behind this. And we don't decide here and there what's ethical one day isn't ethical the next. So to us, we're just going to keep doing what we know is right. Being plant-based does not have this philosophy behind it. Plant-based is a type of diet. And when I say diet, I do not mean let me lose weight. The word diet is a way to describe how one eats. We have turned it into something that says, I'm on a diet. We made it a bad thing. I can't eat that. I'm on a diet. I don't not eat animals because I want to be thin. I don't eat animals because they suffer and they die for no reason other than a few minutes on my palate. So, when you see a fat vegan, do not question whether or not they are vegan. I would encourage you to question why you'd ask that in the first place. To my fellow fat vegans, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I would love to hear how you deal when this comes up. Do you have a go-to response? Do you ignore it? What do you do? There's a link at the bottom of the show notes, which anyone is welcome to leave me a voice message, but you can leave a voice message and tell me how you deal. If you leave a voice message and you're comfortable with me putting it as part of an upcoming episode, please let me know that. I would be more than happy to do that. If you send me a DM on Instagram or an email, I will read out your response. And you let me know if you want your name or social media tag or anything attached to it. I'm always happy to share other vegans. So if this is a way for you to get your voice and your message out, let me know. Okay, I've got one more thing, and it will be a lot less emotional. Turns out I'm not that much less angry than I was. So that's where we are. My last piece for today's episode. It's just, I want to talk, it's the new year. Let's go back to that. Every year I choose a word, and I've done this for the last handful of years, really. Resolutions, I don't really care for them. They don't really stay. They're too narrow. And I don't mean narrow because we need to be narrow to figure out what are our steps. What do we need to do to get to the big thing that we're looking for? But if I set a resolution around my health, let's say, then how it's a lot of work to then figure out how does this resolution around health maybe apply to my business or, you know, apply to something I want to learn this year. But when I choose a word, everything can fit within that word. And how I do it is as I meditate, I journal on it. I just spend some time sitting with it and waiting for the word to come to me. It always does. Just trust it. You'll know. My word for 2024 is expand. I want to expand the podcast, keep getting amazing guests, growing my listenership. How you can help? Share an episode. Share your favorite episodes. Comment on things on Instagram or Facebook. I'm on there, you know, that'll be at the end. I'll share that info. But yeah, share your favorite episodes. go back and listen to previous episodes, leave a review. There are a bunch of different ways that you can help me get this podcast out. If you love it, I want you to share it with others. We've got to, you know, that's how it spreads. That's how the compassion and the joy and all of these amazing things that come from being vegan, that's how we do it. That's how we share. I want to expand my spiritual journey. This has been such an on and off thing for me. And I really just want to deepen whatever this connection is. And it's not like I'm still uncomfortable even talking about it because it's so new. I was a self-proclaimed atheist for most of my life, even as a child. And I've shared a little bit of that, of my story as well. But, you know, I'm just really tuning into nature. Like there's no deity or whatever that it's not about that. It's much more nature-based. It's much more turning inward and just kind of creating my own thing, maybe. I don't know. But part of what I want to expand on is figuring out what that is this year. So we'll see. Expanding my business. I have some exciting training I'm getting into, which is why I said earlier that I've got a lot going on at the beginning of this year. And so there'll be more to come on that, but I'm, you know, I'm going through some training and that'll add to my business, which will help me then get the vegan message out in a different way. And I'm really, really excited about that. And I'm also expanding my health and wellness journey. I have not been very active. I mean, I'll blame it on COVID, but I really was kind of not being very active before COVID. And I want to appreciate my body and I want to be able to do things and not feel limited by what my body can do. And so that's just something that I want to explore. So we'll see where all that goes. But do you see how, like, by choosing this one word that I'm able to apply it to lots of different aspects of my life? So, you know, if that's something you might be into, I encourage you to sit down with it. You know, it's the start of the new year, the new calendar year. So if that's something that resonates with you, you can also do this anytime. So if you're not ready now, you know, in January and it comes up again and you start thinking, I don't know, in March or April or June or July or December, whenever it is, and you go, huh, you know, I kind of would like a word to kind of help guide me and my where I'm going this year, figure out the steps and how to just keep growing and learning and, you know, becoming better versions of who we are. I mean, that's what I'm doing, or hopefully that's what I'm trying to do. So anyway, if you have a word, I'd love for you to share it. I'll actually post on Instagram about my word when this episode goes out. So I'd love for you to comment on those posts and share your word with me and the world, because, you know, then you're even more committed to it. But anyway, I guess that's all I've got for you today. So as always, I hope you found this episode helpful and inspiring. Please subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you're loving it, please give Did You Bring the Hummus a 5-star rating and leave a review. It's an easy way to keep supporting the show. Be sure to share these episodes with your friends. If you're finding something good here, they will too. If you're a vegan or know a vegan who would be a great fit for the podcast, follow the Be a Guest link in the show notes. Fill out the quiz and I'll be in touch. I also have that freebie that I keep mentioning on my website. Sign up for my mailing list and get a PDF of 3 amazing vegan recipes. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Did You Bring the Hummus, and visit my website at didyoubringthehummus.com for more information about me, updates on what I'm working on, new podcast episodes, and all things vegan. Finally, I would love to hear from you. What do you need help with? Is there a topic you want to hear covered on a future episode? DM me on Instagram or send me an email, didyoubringthehummus@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.